this is the elite of amateur boxing, and it don't get much better than this.
You think a couple of years ago we were dreaming about things like this, and we've done it now.
Yeah.
And now it's just on to bigger and better things.
Staying at the top now.
Yeah, stay at the top, better and better.
It's been called the jewel in the amateur boxing calendar. That's why Tom and I went down to York Hall in Bethnal Green for the Amateur Boxing Association finals, and I'm very pleased to say that Jack and Kez both won their fights that evening, so there were two champions going back to Leeds.
You must still be quite sort of, you know, revved up.
Yeah, definitely.
But congratulations to you both. But how are you both?
Yeah, I'm really happy. I mean, both of us won. We couldn't be going back happier. So just looking forward to enjoying tonight. Now chilling out for a bit.
Yeah. I'm staying till tomorrow. And you're staying till...
Yeah, I'm staying till Monday with my family. So
celebrate tonight, hopefully.
Yeah, go out on the town, maybe.
He's been coming along.
I'm still 17. I'm not,
where
I'm
are you
not
going?
Legal to go out.
I know he's 17, so we take care of him.
You need some fake ID.
That's true, actually. At 17, you must be one of the youngest senior ABA champions.
Yeah, the youngest, I think. Probably the youngest here.
In tournaments like these, they say that like people like me and Jack, we've got everything to lose. But we thrive on that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes us box even better. It makes us want it even more. So as long as we keep performing, we'll keep winning.
All the key figures in the world of amateur boxing were at the event, including Boxing News' John Dennan, who's also been following Jack and Kez's progress.
I think Bateson did particularly well. I mean, you can really see the international class in the way he boxed. Obviously, he was up against Jack Malik from West Ham, who's a tough guy, but Bateson was landing his shots, moving around well.
It was a tough fight. I mean, the first and second round, I thought I won them two rounds quite easily. And then the third round, he was a tough kid. His age started to shine through. I think he was about 24. And you could tell he was quite strong.
Come on, Jack. Fast shot. Come on. Keep it fast shot. Keep it sharp.
Well, I'm happy with the win, you know what I mean? And onwards and upwards, really.
I thought sorry for the kid he boxed, actually. He's going to have whiplash in the morning.
What about you? I saw you kind of almost fall out of the ring a couple of times.
A good few times, not a couple. About five, six times. Because whenever I got... It was quite a dirty fight, to be honest. Whenever I got close, he was trying to rag me around everywhere.
Kez, change the tempo! That's it, step up, Kez, come on!
That other kid's getting frustrated. Ooh. Shots, Kez!
Kez boxed great for the first two rounds. Then it just shows how, even though a kind of domestic club fighter like Simon Corcoran doesn't have that same kind of, you know, flashy skill, they'll know how to disrupt you, make it into a scrap. It didn't help tonight that the computer scoring system, I guess, broke at the last minute. So as Kez, you know, was saying afterwards, in the last round, he didn't know what the score was. And, you know, he's come to London fighting a local boy. He had to kind of go for it a bit more in the third just to make sure, which made it a little bit scrappier, but it was still, you know, you could still see his quality.
The performance was average, but a win's a win, you know what I mean? Win the senior ABA title, it means a lot, and... Even with the last round where I didn't perform that well, I still got an easy win, got a unanimous decision, so can't complain with that.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 2012 Elite and National Champion at 57 kilograms, Ashley.
Is there quite a community here then? It seems like there is.
We've got loads of support here today. I'd like to thank them all, hopefully. Like, obviously, they've all come over all the way from Leeds.
Yeah, they've all travelled up. Coach, train, however they've got here. I mean, they've come up in numbers. I think there's about, must be at least 50.
We live the furthest, and we've got the most support, so we can't thank them enough, you know what I mean?
My name's Martin Bateson. I train Kez Ashfaq at Meanwood Amateur Boxing Club in Leeds.
How does it feel today for Kez to go away with the title? Are you proud of him?
I'm very proud of him. He's like a son to me. When you've trained a kid from being a baby, I mean, 8 years old, I know from day one when he came in the gym and I took him on the pads, he had something about him that told me he was going to be good in one form or another. as time rolled on, it proved to be the fact.
I'm Phil Sellers, coach, Bermatoffs ABC, Jack Bateson. We've watched him since he was 11 years old, and he's only 17, he's still progressing, he's going to learn, he's going to get better. I'm very proud, and he deserves everything he gets. Lovely lad, probably the politest lad in gym. He deserves everything. I think future now for Jack is with England and Great Britain. He's one of the rare kids who have won every domestic title going. Amir Khan never did it. Prince Nazim never did it. Ricky Hatton did it. So he's one of them now. He's on good development squad, so they know what they're doing with him. They're putting nutritionists, they're putting him on right diets. He's always well looked after.
Me and Kez are both looking to Rio 2016, and this has put us up there for the building of it, so it's great for us both to get out on telly and get our names out there for when 2016 does come.
We know that we're up there, as long as we perform well, and hopefully a couple of years as we develop, we'll be on top of the world.
That's it, yeah.